on Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to all you out there who want to seek knowledge from the Quran. This is Quran Quest broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Iran and with the program which studies the verses of the Quran. And with us is the always happy, is the always blissful Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Habib. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The reason I'm always blissful is because I'm around you, Hussein. I'm around this program.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. We're also very happy to be with you. And it happens to be that it's the auspicious anniversary of the birthday of Lady Zainab Salamullah alayha, which really I don't know how to praise because of her magnificent role when it comes to Ashura and Karbala and all that she had to bear. Guess that's something that is always with us. Congratulations to everyone on her birthday. We are on chapter 19, chapter Mary of the Quran. And we have reached verse 93 of this chapter. It's an interesting chapter, a chapter that brings good news to us, that everything is God's servant, and also scares us coming to the end.
There was good news and there was bad news.
So let's listen to these verses. We're going to hear verses 93 onwards from chapter 19, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And it is not appropriate for the Most Merciful that he should take a son. There is no one in the heavens and earth but that he comes to the Most Merciful as a servant.
لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا.
He has enumerated them and counted them a full counting.
وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا.
And all of them are coming to him on the day of resurrection alone.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا.
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, the Most Merciful will appoint for them affection.
فَإِن
So, O Muhammad, we have only made the Quran easy in the Arabic language, that you may give good tidings thereby to the righteous and warn thereby a hostile people.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verses 93 onwards from chapter 19, chapter Mary. The first verse reads that there is none in the heavens and on the earth, but that it comes unto the compassionate as a servant. To be honest, since God is the source of all goodness and mercy and all of that, it makes me very happy to be considered a servant of God. And it makes me very happy that everything is a servant of God.
كفى بي فخرة نكون لك عبدة أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. In this prostration, it is enough for me, it is sufficient for me that I am your servant and that you are my Lord. And that is true. The purpose of life really just goes back to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His mercy. When He created us for His mercy, this mercy could not be obtained unless being the servant, the person that submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. And when I say submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not saying that to claim you're a Muslim, to do sujood and to do ruku'. No, submit even from your desires. Submit from, and when I say desires, I'm not talking about lust and your desire in women or your desire in men or your desire in money. No, I'm also talking about desire sometimes in your self-pride. I'm talking about sometimes your desire in being known as the most knowledgeable person that made a mistake. Thus, a person who steps down from these and becomes a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly should be a person of pride. And we did talk about that. They will be of an honorable guest in the heavens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you. And there's still a lot to discuss, but we're close to our break. So I say let's take our break and we'll be back for an expanded discussion just after the break. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 93 onwards from chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. So everything is a servant of God. Does this also include inanimate objects like stones and water and anything like that?
Here, 100%, it's talking about the as the interpreter states. It's not me. I don't like to say this is what I believe in. Keep me away from that, because I'm afraid on the day of judgment, Allah will come and tell me that you had a show, and because you wanted to say that you understand the Quran, you said this and that. No. I'm serving the Muslim community by showing what the Mufassirin, our great scholars, give. Here, the Mufassirin state that what is meant here is that only human beings, They will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be shown their punishment. They will not return as the sons of God. This is something very important. All of them will return as servants.
Just before these, it was talking about how some people say
exactly
that some God takes some sons.
Exactly. And in this verse actually has been used by our fuqaha. Our scholars, like Shahid al-Thani in Masalik al-Ifham and Al-Fadhil al-Hindi, Kashf al-Litham. I'm 100% sure because I read them. And they state that this verse could be as evidence that if you have a slave that is your son, he must be set free right away. If you buy a slave and that slave was your son, he will be sent free. Why? Because this verse states there is no such thing as combining a person being a son and a servant to something. So same thing here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have no son. Not even the non-biological son, the son of the high level. No, 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 no. No relatives. No relatives at all. No relative, you know, how do you say it? You know, because you're my relative. You're my...
No kinship.
Yeah. No sugar daddy. No nothing.
And the next verse says, he has taken account of them and numbered them exactly. Is this verse trying to say that he is fully aware of the creation that he has created? Or is it saying, is it trying to point to the fact that his creation is finite, unlike himself who is infinite?
Here, like, I've seen this with my children and, you know, with my mother. I've counted the numbers of ma'mul in the fridge.
Ma'mul is a specific kind of
A Lebanese, Turkish, Middle Eastern sweet. Yeah. I love it. I used to eat it at night when my mom fall asleep with milk.
Because I count the number of chicken drumsticks.
That's an unhealthy choice. But either way, because mine is filled with dates. Uh-huh. Anyway, and you know how they say, you know, like, I've counted them. Not one of them is going to run away. Same thing with the ibad. Same thing. You're not going to run away, Hussein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has counted you. He knows you. Mm. He's counted this person, that person, everything. No one's going to run away. Like how I said, لَا فِرَارَ مِنْ حُكُومَتِكَ لَكَ نْدُعْكُمَ لَا فِرَارَ مِنْ حُكُومَتِكَ. There is no running away from your kingdom, oh Allah.
Your sovereignty.
Yeah.
We are completely under God's sovereignty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And does it mean that, does it also mean that we are finite creatures because we are numbered? Like, does it imply about the fact that our days in life is numbered or our capabilities are numbered? Or is that a whole different
issue? No. Here it's saying that everyone has their own punishment. Everyone has their own reward. It's not looking at their lifespan. Unlike that verse we talked about a couple of episodes back, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts our breath.
And this is the verse that I particularly want to focus on in this episode. We're going to have to go to a break halfway. But this is the part when I said it's quite scary, it's frightening. Let's take our break right now and we'll focus on the final verse just after the break. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying Chapter Mary and we are on verse 95, where God subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and each of them, the servants, shall come unto him on the day of resurrection alone. And it's the final word which is very worrisome, very scary, that we have to go alone. First of all, should it be worrisome? And if it is, can you explain about it?
See, in our lives, we always, many of us, I'll talk about myself sometimes, we always try to run away from our responsibilities. You know, we've done things wrong and then there comes a consequence with it. We try to run away from it. We put it on this person did it, it's your fault, it's that person's fault, the situation, the circumstances, I did this because, you know, I was poor, I wanted to eat, I was under pressure, under peer pressure. We always put the fault on others. When I read this verse, the first time I read it, and every time I read it, there's always this in my mind, even though like a new meaning comes to my mind, is that on the day of judgment, when I'm alone, Allah is going to punish me and is gonna, you know, reward me for my actions. There's no running away from the fact. Every action you did, it has a consequence. You could run away from the consequences in this world, but on that world, you can't run away from them. You were the fault of families splitting. You were the fault of divorce. You were the fault of a person losing his life. A person, for example, going astray. You were at fault of it. You were at fault of it. You're the one that's going to get punished. You're the one that's gonna be in trouble for your actions. And there's no putting the burden on someone else. Are you going to lie on the day of judgment? How are you going to lie on the day of judgment? There's no one that's going to defend you. Here in this world, police might defend you. Courts might defend you. False judges may defend you. False governments may defend you. Your family members, your tribe, they may defend you in this world. On that world, no. It's you and Allah. It's you and Allah. It's you and the person that you disobeyed by yourself. And the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return. They will return. If not in this world, although I do believe they will return in this world, to all believers, they will return on that life. They will return in that life. And that's the, you know, the part of fear, I also have this part of, you know, happiness, of gladliness. Why? Because there are actions, there are good that you have done, you have not been rewarded for in this world. During that day, it's you and Allah, you and the most merciful, you and the most compassionate, standing between His hands and telling Him, Ya Rab, you know my actions. I did this good. I've done that good. It's in your hands now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all merciful, the most beneficent. He will reward you as well. So there are two sides to it. The part where you should be in fear, next time you want to make problem and you want to forget the consequences, don't forget the consequences, because there's always consequences to every action.
Well, one of the things that makes us sin and be blatant in this world, brazen sometimes, is the fact that we count on our friends and protectors, our prestige, our money and position. On the day of judgment when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's none of that. It's us and our deeds as they are. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for always giving us a lot of good information that we need. That is all the time that we have, unfortunately, but if you missed it, you can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next week, be very careful of your actions and study a lot. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.